Okay, good evening. Mandalas. So we are dealing with the theory of the brises. One brisa which says that if the circle wall collapses, you can't put an odd or kalim or the bed. You're not allowed to put it in the breach. That'll be a problem to Shabbos Yomta. And the other brisa says that you can. So you know what's going on. So we are asking, the answer we gave is that one is Rabbi Eliezer and one is the Rabbanon. Let's go from there again. Let's go from there. It's about halfway down the page. Line begins with the words Kashan Ahadodi. Yeah? So that over there. So Kashan Ahadodi, we have a stira between the two brises. At the beginning of the line, Kashan Ahadodi. Yeah, Mamdala Domadala. So we say no kasha is no problem. Ho Rabbi Eliezer, ho Rabbanon. One of the brises is Rabbi Eliezer. That's the machmir one, as we'll see. And the mekel one is actually no, it's going to be the other way around. No. Stick with that. Yes, the machmir one is Rabbi Eliezer, ho Rabbanon. The mekel one is Rabbanon. What are we talking about? This is not because we learned in the Mishnah. Pekek hachaloi. If you've got a Pekak, right, it's a stopper for the window. So for the moment, we'll come to Bezal Hashem, Achor, Rashi, and Tosis, what the case is. But, Pashtus, we're talking about, you got a window. But in times gone by, there wasn't a window pane, it was just a hole in the wall. So when you wanted to close the window, quote unquote, you would put something in the window. But as Shaltiel sent rounds on the... So you've got a modern day application of this. Is he sent round a for those who have portable air conditioners. So what you do is you put into the window, so you leave the window slightly ajar, and you put like a piece in there with a hole through it. Somebody asked the other day, asked the Rav of Nates in a couple of days ago, he wanted to know, could you put that in the window on Shabbos? It's like a, he'll show you, it's a... Yeah, I'll show you. That's the. It's like a. It looks like a blade. That's the, like a long piece there. Yeah, it came through. So would you be allowed to put that into the window on Shabbos? It's freestanding, and you literally, when you want to, if you want to close the window, you take it out. If you want to put the air conditioning in place, then you open the window slightly, and now you block up the window with that piece. I assume that would be a modern day example of pekaka chalon. Yeah. So are you allowed to put that in on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or would that be a problem of Bina? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Bizman shekoshur betodui, if it's tied onto the wall or the window or something like that, and it's hanging, in other words, it's not sitting on the floor, it's hanging off the floor, so it's both tied on, attached to the wall, and it's hanging from the floor, so it's clear that it's literally, it's like opening and closing a door. You're not going to say opening and closing a door is boner on Shabbos. It's made for that. So to this, it's just you put it in, you take it out. It's like opening and closing the window. That's perfectly fine. But the other says, if those two conditions are fulfilled, both it's tied on and it's not sitting on the floor. If it's tied on but it's sitting on the floor, the tying doesn't help because it looks like you're picking something up off the floor. Right? You've got a piece of string there, it doesn't help me. By the same token, if you've got it sitting on the counter here, and you pick it up and you go and put it in there, that doesn't help me because it's not tied on in any way. You've got to have both those conditions, and then that shows me that it's already part of the binyan, and this is just the use of it. Like people were asking yesterday about opening the extra leaves on the table. That's not a shayla because it's all attached, and therefore you're just simply folding, unfolding. It's made for that. That's a perfectly normal use. I think on Shabbos, not this Shabbos, a couple of Shabbos is back, we said these sorts of applications would come with, let's say, if somebody's got a shtender. So you've got a shtender which you can adjust the height, not like that one. So you've got like a screw there. Are you allowed to unscrew and screw that on Shabbos? And the answer is yes, if you normally raise and put it up and down. So that's part of the use. It's not building, that's using it. If it's fixed at a certain height, you have it fixed, for the whole year, and then somebody comes along and you want to adjust it for them, no, maybe that would be different, because for you, you've sort of been miyachid it, you fixed it at a height, and that's it. But if it's constantly, you put it up, you put it down, and you want to stand up, you sit down, that's the post can say is alright, because that's part of the use. So Rabbi Eliezer says that's the thingy behind Rabbi Eliezer. If it's tight and it's hanging, it's fine. Vimla, but if not, in Perkin Boy, you would not be allowed to put it into the wall, despite the fact it's only a temporary addition. You're putting it in, and when you want to open the window again, you'll take it out. It's only a temporary thing, no good. Whereas the Chachom and say bin kach or bin kach, it makes no difference. Perkin Boy, you're allowed to put it in and out. Why? Why? Because it's temporary. You've got the main part of the wall is there, you're just adding onto an existing oyel, binyan, and it's a temporary by nature, that's perfectly fine. So, what do we want to say? We want to say the same thing over here. We're thinking, at least we think at this point, that that's what's going on over here. When it comes to your sukkah, something collapsed, right? So I can't eat there. So what do? I say, you know, would you mind just standing there for 5 minutes just whilst I have something to eat? Same idea. 5 minutes and then he'll leave. It's like a pekak. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, nothing doing. Because unless this person has been tied on to the sukkah and is hanging there, which, you know, I hope not, then obviously it doesn't work. According to the Chachamim, it does. Because it's just, you put him in, you take him out. That's perfectly fine. It's a temporary thing. So the Gemara rejects that Peshat, because V'ha'itma'a lo, surely it's been said on that Macholikas. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim, that Omar Rabba Baba Chan, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Rabba Baba Chan, Oseh B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Hakol Moedim, She'ein Oisin Oihel Arai Batzchil Rabbi Yontov. This sugya, by the way, you may, I don't know if you remember it from Shabbos, but we have the same sugya appears in, I think we learnt it together in Shabbos, going back a little bit, but Kuf Chafei, that sort of area. So everyone agrees that you cannot make an oil arai to start with the Yom Tov on Yom Tov. The entire klim b'Shabbos and p'shteitzach. I don't even need to tell you can't do it on Shabbos. Lenechluku elo the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only with regards is only lahoisif to add on to a ready existing oil. But it's, we're calling it an oil. We'll discuss what the oil is, but. Says, no, you can't add on even on Yom Tov. I don't need to tell you that on Shabbos you can't do it. Whereas the Chachomim say, Mosifin b'Shabbos, you can add on even on Shabbos. But I don't need to tell you can do it on Yom Tov. But over here, you're not being Mosif, you don't have an oil. The Peshat of the Sukkah is possible. So you are creating an oil.
Does it mean Moisif to make it kosher, or to Moisif just to, it's already a good machita?
It's already a good thing.
So what's the chiddush? I mean, even the Rabbi says you can't do it. I mean, why can't you do it? I mean, if it's already...
Boina is boina.
No, if it's already doing what it's paid to do, then it's not boina to add on.
Why?
Because there's no
hanor
from what happens to
it. It definitely is hanor. You're not doing it for no reason. It's cold, so I want to put something in the window to stop the wind coming in.
Yeah, but it's
just a binyan.
Even though it's only partially built,
it's
built it is.
That's different with the wind.
You're defending him, or
I'm defending his.
Yeah, but it's different.
That's the Chachomim. That's not even the wall. The Chachomim say. It's Bechai, it's Heshtamshus. Rabbi Eliezer says, Boina is Boina. The fact that you've already got a binyan, so what? If let me ask you a question. If you've got a wall by your, you know, in front of your garden, you're allowed on Shabbos to take extra bricks and start building up further?
It depends. I mean,
does not depend. Most definitely not.
Yeah,
that would be most about Aleil and probably Kabai, but it's, you can't.
Without cement.
Arguably.
So if you've got the machita there, and it's, let's say, 10 to fucking high, yeah, and then you've got a mattress that is lying down there, and you want to make, talk about the sukkah duck of the sukkah, and you lift it up, and it's 12 or 14 to fucking high, so you're getting a little bit less wind into the sukkah, and you're getting, it's not pointing that.
You're not being moistive on the oil, because the two walls remain separate. So you're not doing anything
right,
in the mattress.
That's a bad example then.
I'm
just
saying,
what?
Don't
the
Rabbonim.
It's the Rabbonim. It's about the Rabbonim.
Yeah.
But what
I'm saying
is...
It's
not Rabbonim. It's Rabbonim.
I get it on the window in case you're closing it more and you're getting less, you're getting some benefit from it. I'm not getting it on the sukkah. I don't get it on the sukkah idea. Well,
The sukkah, we are not, at the moment, we are not talking about a kosher sukkah. When we come to that, we'll speak about that, Rezal Hashem. The vayla, we're saying that when the wall collapsed, you've got a possible sukkah. You've only got two walls.
No, okay.
So now getting the person to stand there is not being moisif. You are creating a nail.
But when you say
don't worry about the case of the kosher sukkah. We haven't got to that. That's coming afterwards.
But moisif adding on, the rabbis said that you're adding on to something which is...
is already an oil
that is suitable for its purpose. You're not benefiting.
You've already got a binyan there. So if you've got a wool and you've got a challah in there, putting the pekek into there is moisif. That's called moisif.
So why wouldn't the chachamim then also not allow that?
Because like you said, zikr is not, it's not boina proper. Because like you said, I've already got the wool there. That's just adding on. It's temporary. It's temporary by nature. So okay. Anyway, it can be. It can only be a maximum derabonah.
Okay. Either it works or it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. I thought you can't start doing cement and bricks. I mean I'm not talking about building a proper wall and then going and adding on.
Okay, so which case we're dealing with it with a Darabonon to start with, playing with Lego on Shabbos. Is the Shiloh of Darabonon or Daraisa?
If there's a Shiloh at all.
I said, no, there's a Shiloh. The Zikr is a Shiloh. Is the Shaila a Darabon or the Raisa Dika Shaila?
Well, it's obviously a Darabon.
Why? Because it's only temporary.
You take it apart.
It's not just you can, it's made. Yes. You put it together and you take it apart. Yes. That's what it's designed for.
Yeah.
If you're building it for one of these things where it's going to stay there, you know, in on fire, that may be different. But Derekala, you build it and you take it apart. So, like you said, it's a Shaila then. But it's a Shaila Darabonon. Why? Because it's only temporary. Boina temporary is a Shaila Darabonon. So here as well, we're definitely not talking about a Daraisa. The Shaila is, but is that still Boina? Is Boina, call it Domi Dabinion, whatever you want to call it, but it's still awesome a Darabonon? Or do you say no? I've already got the Binyan here, it's temporary, so that's really taking it too far. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. And that, because of that, we've rejected that answer, and the Gemara will, Be'ez Hashem, in the course of it, we'll go on with a different answer. We're going to pause there and take a look at Rashi and Tosfos. Says Rashi, the Imlav in Pokekin boy. Right, it's about a third of the way down, I'd guess. The Imlav in Pokekin boy, the Domi Labona. This is the Shitta of Rabbi Eliezer. If it's not hanging on, tied and hanging on, you can't stop up the window with it because it's similar to Bona. Why? Because you're adding on to the literally blocking up of the house. That you're adding on to that already existing mechitza. The alpha pisha arayu, even though it's temporary, it's still also shari yachzor. Sorry, and why is it only aray? Shari yachzor yestochenu, because you're planning to open it up again. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda says even though it's aray and you're being moisif, it's still awesome with the rabbanon. Domi leboina. Whereas the chachomim say no. No boina here, so we say that doesn't help us for our case of the sukkah because v'ho'itma alo, surely it's been said on that afilu rabbonon lo shoru elo, even the rabbonon only permitted lo shoru elo, they only permitted lo'hoisif to add on kigoin such as peket chaloin with the case of the stop of the window the tosefes ba'almu, then you're just adding on u'braisa shori lemeh ba'adzofin l'chatchila, but the braisa is a lang one to make a wall, even the chatzchilah to start with. You're missing a whole wall there. You're missing the kashrus of the sukkah. You're making a whole wall to start with. That, what's the heter for that? Even if you want to say that's temporary, because it's only for whilst I eat or something like that, still, no one allows that. First Tosfos. Pekek hachalayim. The Perek kolakedim. In Perek kolakedim, that's in Shabbos, Pirush HaKuntras, Rashi explains, the high chaloin, this window we're talking about, have a lemalo begag. It's actually above, it's in the roof, what we'd call a skylight. It's a hole in the roof. That's where the shayla is of making an oil. Abo, but, minatzat, if it's in the wall, right, it's on the side, in other words, it's vertical, lo shayach is a oil. It can't be shayach and it's of oil. What does the word oil mean? The roof. I mean, a tent literally, correct, but in other words, it implies there's something on top of me. We're not talking about building a mechitza, we're talking about building an oil. Oil means something on top. Does it also have to have walls? That's a separate shayla. But it has to have something on top. That's the definition of an oil. So Oibazoi, Rashi says, well, where's the chalone? If it's next to me, if it's in the wall here, that's not an oil. So Elamai, we're talking about a skylight. That's Rashi's shitta. The Hebi Raya, and Rashi brings a Raya, Meperek Kol Gagos, from a sugya later on in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Dalet, Gabi Rabu Shmuel, there's a story there with Rav and Shmuel, the Habu Yosvi Bahu Chotzer. They were sitting together in a certain Chotzer, and Nofal Gudo Beine Ubeini. Imagine basically you and your neighbor, you're allowed to carry in your garden, you can take from your house, take your deck chair out, sit in the garden, your neighbor can do the same. Right? No need for any Eruv. On the contrary, if you don't have any doorway between your two gardens, you can't make an Eruv. Correct? Then, in the course of Shabbos, the fences all collapse. Or at least more than 10 Amos. Right? You've got a breach of more than 10 Amos. So now, if this would be before Shabbos, what would be the halacha? No one can carry into any garden unless you make an Eruv. I'm talking about from the house. What's in the garden you can carry as you wish, but from the houses into the garden, you need an Eruv, because it becomes, even though you halachically or sort of monetarily, cheshimishpot wise, legally, your garden remains your garden, his remains his, and to walk into the other garden may be, trespassing. Okay, that's legally. But halachically, we view it now as being one big rishus hayochid, which has two owners, and therefore you have to make an Eruv. Right, remember the rule. If there's a mechitza down the middle, no need for an Eruv, and you can't make an Eruv. If you've got a breach meaning more than 10 Amos, in one place, then you have to make an Eruv. Without an Eruv, no one can carry there from their houses. And if it's got a doorway there, doorway meaning either a sheer door, or any sort of breach up to 10 Amos, then it's up to you. You can leave it as is, each one carries in their own garden, without any Eruv, and then you can't pass across. Or you can choose to make an Eruv there. It doesn't have to have a breach there. You can have a window, is also fine. Yeah, but something to be able to cross between the two. Fine. Yeah, but everyone understands the Yosef, we're talking about carrying from the house, fine. Now, that if it was before Shabbos. Now, before Shabbos, however, in this case, I had my garden, you had your garden, there was a fence in between, I carried from my house into the garden, you carried from your house into the garden. Then we wake up in the morning and the fences have gone. Right, there's a big hurricane, the fences are all gone. So now it's one big rishus. The shayla is, now what? What's going to be for the rest of Shabbos? So as we'll see, it's a machlokes. Some say, you can't do anything. You can't make an Erev in the middle of Shabbos. And now without the Erev, nothing doing. Whereas Shmuel holds that you're allowed to continue carrying up to where you could carry before. No, it's basically up to where the fence used to be. You can carry in your garden, from your house into your garden, up to the fence, where the fence used to be. I can carry from my house into the garden, up to where the fence is. Still can't carry across, though. Whereas others hold, no, Ralph, for example, holds nothing doing whatsoever. Right, and with that introduction, now let's go back to the case. Says Tosus, you had this story in Perek Gagos, Gabi Rabbi Shmuel, you had Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Rav Chotzer, they were sitting in a Chotzer, Nofal Gudo Beine Uveini, and the wall, Gudo means a wall, right? The wall collapsed between the two gardens. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, he instructed people, he said, no problem, Negodu Le Gedimo, go grab normally Gedimo means a coat, probably here it's more likely to be something like a long sheet, right? Take a sheet, right? Negodu means, in other words, grab it, Ahadre, in other words, put it in the hole. So Ahadre Rav La'ape, so Rav turned his face away. Right? I think it was the Morah de Asra there was Shmuel. That's why Rav didn't actually say anything. Right? But he turned his face away in order to show his disapproval. He did not agree with this. The Gemara says over there with Asra de Shmuel. So it was Shmuel was the Morah de Asra there. So Rav probably couldn't say anything. But on the other hand, he didn't want people to think that he agreed with this pesach, so he turned his face away. It was a way of showing, b'kovid, but I don't agree. Uporich l'Shmuel, so the Gemara asked over there, according to Shmuel, Lomadi the Mebatochi, why did he need to put the sheet there? Why did you need to do that? And what are you gaining? But Omar, but surely Shmuel has said, Zemetal tel adika mechita v'chulu. The psak of Shmuel is, if the fence collapses, you don't have to put any fence back there, each one can carry from their house up to where they could carry beforehand. So what's going on? V'chulu, etc. U'meshani, and it answers, the Shmuel ovid etznias ba'almo. Shmuel did it just for privacy purposes. He didn't want his neighbor looking into his garden, so he said, put up the sheets. Not because it's doing anything halachic. Mashma, that mashma from that, she'im oyo Shmuel oyseh letal tel kerav, that if Shmuel would forbid you to carry from your house into the garden like Rav Taka holds, then Rav Akasha made it, then I wouldn't have had any difficulty, the Gemara wouldn't have asked anything. It wouldn't have asked, why is he putting the sheet there? I know why he's putting the sheet there, because without the sheet you can't carry. So Shmuel wanted you to put the sheet there in order to allow us to carry. We wouldn't have asked anything. The Gemara's question was, what's the point of putting the sheet there? But Shmuel, you hold, even without the sheet you can carry. So what are you getting to put the sheet there? That's the Gemara's question. So to that, the Gemara answered, no, you think it's near Spalma. Let's say for a second that Shmuel
holds you
can't carry. Oh, then I wouldn't have had a problem. Then I understand why he's putting the sheet there. What do you mean? You may understand why he's doing it, but how can he do that?
He's still building up the smears.
No. He'll be mutter.
That sounds...
Again,
he knows he can't make it.
Yeah, the Gemara is asking a question. It's saying, why is he putting the sheet there? Now, we haven't entertained the possibility of it snips.
Yeah, but okay.
So we don't know that it snips. So we're saying, since, and this is the very words, since Shmuel says anyway you can carry there, so why are you putting up the sheet? Well, hold on, let's say there wasn't that since, then you wouldn't ask the question. If I would have said the Shmuel holds you can't carry, then I understand why you put the sheet there. The Gemara would have at least thought it understands why. What do you mean? Why are you happy now? You're building a mechitz on Shabbos, a mechitz which is matir carrying. Elomai, says Rashi, what do you see from that? There's no Isser in putting up a mechitza on Shabbos. That's what we're going to say, right? Look what he says. Lava kosher midi, why? It wouldn't have asked anything. Dehechi shoyu lemer batochi. How could he be permitted to do that? We wouldn't have asked anything. Why? Almos, what do you see? Lechoshiv oyel bidefonis minatzat. That's not considered building an oyel if it's vertical walls. Before you get any ideas, it doesn't mean that Rashi is insinuating that you can start building taking your bricks and cementing a wall. That obviously is different. That's proper boina. This is, it's a temporary thing, it's just a temporary fix just to allow me to carry over Shabbos. There wouldn't be any problem. Elomai, says Rashi, you see the whole discussion about building an oyel is only on top, horizontal, the chuppah. But to build a wall, a vertical wall, just spreading a sheet, even though it's actually being mate carrying, it's a key point, that wouldn't be a problem. And why you see, because that's not pshat oyo. Oyo means on top. Continues on, Tosus. So you may be wondering, well, if there's no problem of building an oyo when you're doing it on the side, so what was Rav's problem? Why? Because you never thought of this. Because we don't paskin like this anyway, but we paskin like Tosfos. But and the truth is, once we Bez Hashem, I'm expecting all the Lamdonim here to give us a good answer for Rashi, then you may see there's not as much of a difference between Rashi and Tosfos as you think. But on the face of it, so far, what are we saying? That according to Rashi, he's brought a raya from the Gemara over there.
Rashi.
It's all Rashi so far. Tosfos is quoting Shittas Rashi, as they understand Rashi. That you see.
I don't understand. And therefore that implies that if he would have helped like Rav, carry,
then the Gemara wouldn't have asked the question.
We'd have asked a stronger question, it stands to me.
Okay, that's already what the Tosfos is going to say. This is Rashi Shetah.
Ah.
Okay, you're asking good. That's what Tosfos is going to argue with Rashi. But Rashi's diok is from the Loshen of the Gemara. What's his Loshen? When it asks Porach. Why did he put up the wall? but surely he said you can carry without it. And let's say he didn't say that. Then you wouldn't ask me why did he put up the sheet.
Oh, no, because they, because of the answer, no, okay, then you do ask because he's putting up the seals. You can carry
it out. You're ready to answer the Gemara.
No, we
don't know about sneers. That's ready to answer the Gemara. The Gemara, at this, the question stage of the Gemara, doesn't know the possibility of sneers.
The Gemara says over there.
No, that's the answer of the Gemara. But before you get to the answer, we don't yet know sneers.
Okay.
If you ask a question, and then somebody gives you an answer, you can't start being medayik from the answer. When you ask the question, you didn't know the answer. So that wasn't a possibility. So I don't know the possibility of tzniyas. Says the Gemara, why is he putting the curtain there? But surely you can carry without it.
Oh.
And if I couldn't carry without it, then you wouldn't be asking me why I'm putting it up there. Now, the truth is, you could say, if you just translate it very literally, it's saying, why? That was the Gemara's question. What is the point of it? I'm not asking whether it's mutter or asur. Why are you putting the sheet there? You can carry without it. If you were to tell me, that you can't carry without it, then I know why he's putting the sheet there. I'm not, whether it's mutter or asur, we can then talk about. Like you said, I'll then ask an even stronger question. But my first question is, I just want to know, why are you putting the sheet there? I don't understand the details of the story. Something seems a bit strange here. Yeah? That's all the Gemara. I mean, okay, but that's already the answer. But Rashi is not learning that. Rashi is learning, it's mashma, I'm only bothered because you don't need it. If you did need it, I'd be fine with it. I wouldn't need to come onto sneers. I'd understand. Well, what do you mean? But you're not allowed to do that. You still need to ask the question and come onto sneers or whatever it is. I mean, I don't know how you'd answer, but right? Maybe you would say sneers because not to allow carrying. You'd still have to come onto that. So Elamai says Rashi, you see, are you searching? Maybe it's a bit of a surprise, a bit of a shock to you because you wouldn't have thought this. But there's no problem of building an oyel if it's a vertical wall. So, finished. Says Tosfos, let's go on. Behold the copied Rav. So you may be wondering then, well then why was Rav getting upset? Why did Rav turn his face away? What was the problem? You're allowed to make an oil on time. What was bothering him? I think you can answer that. And that is, Le'a Asiyas Mechitzas. Says Rashi, Rav wasn't bothered by the making of the Mechitzas. I'm a chanami, because on time I ate the Mechitzas, that's not a problem. There's no oil in that. The reason why he turned his face away is, Elam Mishum de Kosovets, rather because Rav held, also the Taltel Hasod in Besecho. It's because it's forbidden to carry the sheets inside there. How did you get the sheets? Shmuel said, grab a sheet and go put it in the breach.
Because it's in the house.
Oh, where did they get the sheet from?
You can't take it out
in the house. Exactly.
Could have been there.
Apparently not so. That's why Rav was upset. You're right. If it was started Shabbos, if it started Shabbos outside, then there wouldn't be a problem. Why can't you bring it out? Because Rav says now that there's a massive breach in the fences. It's just like if you
exactly.
No. This is a case of Shabbos. Two gardens. Yeah. So that's what Rav was bothered about, the carrying of the sheets. Putting up the sheets because it's untied. You're not building it. Yeah,
in the fence.
Where the fences used to be, so he put it up. So Shmuel, the Gemara says, why are you doing that? You can carry without the sheets. Since when Shabbos came in, there was a fence in between. That's good enough. So we say he's doing it just for privacy purposes. Why did Rav turn his face away? What was upsetting Rav? What, building a mechitzah? It's not a mechitzah, you told me. Rashi holds a vertical mechitzah is not a problem. A temporary, just putting a sheet there shouldn't be a problem. So what was bothering Rav? Says Tosfos, according to Rashi, what was bothering Rav is, but how did you get the sheet there? It was in the house, and you can't carry it. You can't get it from the house into the garden, as far as Rav is concerned. But putting up the mechitzah, that wasn't what was bothering Rav. Oh, so that's what people ask. And Khanami, but again, all we know is Rav got upset, and we're trying to work out what did Rav get upset about. It can't be the building of the mechitzah, because according to Rashi, that's nothing to get upset about. So therefore, we're forced to say it must be they brought the sheet from inside the house, and that's why he turned his face away. That was just the case. Okay. Yeah, so far so good. Fine, let's move on. We've a pair of kamas of sukkah. So in the first parak of Sukkot, Gabi Uvda, the Shokhu, but Ahivi was safe for Terah Me'er of Shabbos. There was a case there, the Shokhu, they forgot, but Ahivi was safe for Terah Me'er of Shabbos. They didn't bring the safe Terah on Erev Shabbos. As I explained, on Shabbos at the time, we said like this, that in times gone by, it was pretty standard practice, and to a certain extent, you get it still in shuls today, where you've got, you know, let's say you have the shul there, but you don't have anywhere, you don't have anywhere secure to keep the safer Torah. So what they would do is, they would keep the safer Torah. Remember, the shul wasn't like here. It was, you had a small, each, you could have a small or big mobui there with lots of chateras opening up onto it, and in there you had your little shtetl shul there with all the families davening. Where did they keep the safer Torah? In one of the private houses. And then, before Shabbos each week, they would bring the Sefer Torah there and just keep it in the Oron HaKodesh just for Shabbos.
One second.
Now, that the standard practice is they would take it there before Shabbos. However, one Shabbos, they said, where's the Sefer Torah? Oh, we forgot. Now, the problem is, they didn't have an Eruv in this Chotzer. So what are you going to do? You say, everyone should go there, right? So what do we do? You remember I mentioned this. Because some of it is an interesting shida. Let me finish one point at a time. Okay, let's just finish this point. Right. So what do they do? What it sounds like, and the Gemara goes on and says it's not quite like this, but it sounds like what they did is they put up sheets, effectively creating a route, like a path, from the shul to that house, and nothing else. All the others were like blocked out now. So now you wouldn't need an Eruv, because there's only two places opening up. Let's say they belong to the same person. Mamal Zogin, just to keep it simple. The shul and the house belong to the same person. You don't need an Eruv, because no one else opens up onto it now. Clear? Yeah? So now they're able to carry the Sefer Torah to the shul.
No,
it's all blocked off. Blocked off.
I'm saying, because of making this one, you blocked the whole Hatzer. Correct. You can't use it anymore.
Correct. But it's not Chotzer, that's their problem.
It's a
Gezeira Derabbanan, that it has the, compared to the houses, it's like a Rosh Hasharabim. Because the houses are private house, whereas the Chotzer is a private public house, if you see one. And therefore, if you allow people to carry, that's why they were good. They required an Eruv in order to make it like it belongs to one person, because otherwise we're worried people will say, well, if I can carry from my house to the Chotzer, why can't I carry from my house to the Rosh Hashanah? What's the difference? People don't.
So everything that they did was exclude anyone else from carrying, utilizing,
from opening up onto it, so it becomes a private Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. Even though there's no other house that would access it.
Correct. It's a temporary thing, just to be able to get the safer territory.
So they must be the house next door to the shul.
Opposite. Shul's there, house is there. Correct. Stops everyone else coming in.
I've other,
but it's my case where they didn't. I mentioned that the modern day example of this is, you have it, especially in more shtiblach. They have to say that for security reasons, they have a proper starker safe, fire protected from fire. That's where they keep the Sefer Torah. And when they have all the other minyonim running, so they take the Sefer Torah from there to the smaller rooms. On I don't know if you have that with you, right? They keep the Sefer Torah in the. I'm saying they have it in all the different rooms where they got, because they got the hall, they got Aron HaKodesh there.
So
there's a very interesting shida about this, completely separate to this, and just as an aside, this Gemara L'Chorah should provide us some sort of a rise to this, but there's a halacha, you're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah Mimokim Numokim. We know you've got a name from it three times, whatever it is, there's halacha. If it's for an Odom Choshuv, there's halacha about taking it if he's in prison, there's exceptions. But B'derech Kalal, I can tell you Maaser Rav, when, again, I don't know all the details, I can't for sure tell you all the, but I remember when Dain Erentroy's Zatzal wasn't, after, I assume it must have been after he had the stroke. So was it for Parshas? I can't remember. I don't remember what it was. I remember we took, they took the Sefer Torah from the shul over the road, and I remember leaning there. I remember leaning there. They got a minion together there. Because for an Odom Choshev, you couldn't come to shul. It was on Shabbos. It was on Shabbos. Yeah, and I was only using it once there. For an Odom Choshev, the halacha is for an Odom Choshev. It's an exceptional thing. It was a chayda. It was a chayda. Odom Choshev. It's bedecha. It's very exceptional circumstances. Exactly. If you've got an orange there, there's the slight colours. Yeah. Yeah. So there is a the place can talk about this whole idea about taking it from room to room within one building, right? Again, accepted things within one building, they talk about it, that is allowed. They say better is to actually bring it before davening begins, put it in the Oren HaKodesh there, and then after davening you put it back there after laning, and then after davening take it back. That is the better way to do it. But again, I have to find out the detail. I just remembered about it now, and maybe I'll ask. I think in Carmiel, I remember there, as far as I remember, there was a whole to do there, because there it was going from one building to another. There already it's more of a shayla. In other words, they come in, they come take the Sefer Torah, take it out. Then if they even take it there before davening, there's a whole lot to do about the whether you're allowed to do that. I don't know, I have to find out the details. I have to find out the details and what the... I don't remember...
They have barriers around, so it's...
Could be. It also depends on whether it's one minion. As I said to you, I mentioned this on the Shabbos here, is we once had a shayla. There was a minion. I don't want to say too much, but there was a minion, I wouldn't say breakaway, but during COVID there was a minion that set up. It was sort of, some of the people were originally from Dan Erentrop. I mean, it was all Baruch Hashem, you know, Dan Erentrop was always, he was one of these people, you know, a lot of people get very upset when all these new minyonim, you say, what's the problem? There's enough people for everyone. He was very encouraging of as long as it's a proper minion, what are you worried about? It's not a competition. Anyway, so they, one time, I think they were in a school, I don't know exactly, they couldn't access the Oron HaKodesh or something like that. So somebody came to the shul, they wanted to take a Sefer Torah, it was on Shabbos, right? It was the Erev. And the Shai, so they ended up doing it. But Etzem, it wasn't Poshet Bichlal, because there, Mitzad Echad, you got the Serech of the Tzibur, but Mitzad Sheni, so fine, what's the big deal? So they should come here. The whole Tzibur can come here. That probably really should have been the better thing to do. But fine, there's a thing, it's to take it upstairs. You can find another room to do it in. It's not that. But Etzem should have been the way it was done. Al Kaponim, you see from this case in Sukkah, you see the idea of taking it from one place to another. As I said, one has to be done exactly when yes and when not. Whether security reasons for the Sefer Torah, whether that gives it any more of a heter. Al Kaponim, what does the Gemara ask over there? Uporeche asks, Parusu bechatzchilo mishori. Is it permitted to spread the sheets to make the mechitzas? What's the heter? You're not allowed to set up a temporary oil on Shabbos. No, what's going on? This is vertical mechitzas. So says Tosus. Rashi is going to have a different gear, so let's just finish with this. Rashi lo goras. Rashi is not going to ask the question. This is the gear he has. Ella, he just has the pudding. You think they spread the sheets? They can't be. Pirish meaning to say, how did they get the sheets there? Once again, it's a mashma actually through a Rosh Hashanah. How did they get the sheets there? Umeshani says that the answer. This time they talk and say the answer people were saying before. Not only did they find sheets already there, but they found them already spread. I don't know why you've got to come on to Purusin according to Rashi. Because it said Shemotsu Sardinim. Okay, but that was the Messias, that was the case. Tosfos is going to disagree, but Hashem, we'll see tomorrow, and the challenge is to answer for Rashi.